Blog Talk Radio.
Cover me, not just me, Lord, but every listening ear on this broadcast, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date. And yes, Lord, cover this broadcast under the blood, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to you today that the God in you cannot handle. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane. And this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And you know how we start this broadcast off. We start this broadcast off with prayer. I'm trusting that you have prepared your heart, your mind as the music was playing. You made your phone calls because, you know, the minute you begin to pray, the phone will start to ring. Every interruption will come forth. Amen. So let us prepare our hearts, our mind. We get our prayer lists because we are our brothers and sisters keeper. We are to pray one for another. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, and you see prayer lists raised before you this day, Lord Father. Father God, you know each and every person name by name upon our prayer lists this day, Lord. For Father, some acts of prayer for themselves, some acts of prayer for others, Lord. Father, we thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, Lord. For Father God, your goodness and mercy, Lord Father. Father, on everyone that have asked for prayer, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for answering prayers. We thank you, Lord Father, for hearing prayers, Lord. Father God, most of all, we thank you for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you every prayer warrior, watchman, intercessor, leader this day, Lord Father, that are warring and interceding on others' behalf. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. And Father, I thank you, Lord, Father God, for keeping your hedge of protection round about them, O God, and no weapons that is formed against them, O God, shall prosper. Father, we thank you for refreshing, refilling, and rejuvenating them this day, Lord. Father, as they draw, Lord, Father God, strength, Lord, Father God, from you this day, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just lift in your name on high, Lord, Father, knowing that nothing, O God, is too hard for you this day, Lord, knowing, O God, that you hear and answer prayers this day, Lord. So, Father, as you see us touching and agreeing this day, Lord, Father, warring, Lord Father, and standing in the gap, Lord Father God, for others this day. Father God, we're thanking you for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Carl Bolin this day, Lord Father. And we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. And Father, we're thanking you right now for touching his body, Lord Father. As we ask you this day to send forth, Lord, your healing and ministering angels this day, Father God, to him, Lord Father, touch his body right now. Father, for you said, by your stripes, we are healed, Lord Father. And Father, we say thank you. Father, as he prepares to go to surgery, Lord, tomorrow, Lord, we ask you, Lord Father, to be the doctor, you be the surgeon, you be the nurse. You be whatever it is, Lord Father, that he needs from you this day, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Father, for standing God round about him, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for already bringing him through, Lord Father God, that surgery, Lord. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for healing already for him this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Bishop Porter, Lord, Father God, and his family this day, oh God. Father, as they prepare, Lord, Father God, to lay his sister, Lord, Father, to rest, Lord. Father, we ask you, oh God, to strengthen him, Lord, Father. Father, I ask that you continue to keep your hands of protection round about him, Lord, Father. Father God, show up and show out, Lord, Father God, within that service, Lord, Father. Father, we are calling those things that are not as though they are, Lord, Father. We are calling, Lord, Father God, people, Lord, Father, that will come to you, Lord, Father, during this service, Lord, Father, giving their lives to you this day, not leaving, Lord, Father, without them, Lord, Father, giving their lives this day, oh God. Father, all those, Lord, Father, that have lost loved ones, comfort their hearts this day, Lord. Let them remember their loved ones, Lord, Father. And, Father, laugh, Lord, Father. Give them the laughter, Lord, Father. Father, as they think about the times that they had, oh, God. Father God, knowing that you make no mistakes in nothing that you do, Lord, Father. Father God, our minds may not understand, Lord, Father. But, Father, we thanking you and glorifying and magnifying you this day, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, we just lifting your name on high today, oh, God. Thanking you for all that you have done, doing, and about to do this day, oh, God. Father God, we continue to hold before you Bishop Baldwin this day, oh, God. And we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father God, we say no weapons that is formed against him, oh, God, shall prosper, oh, God. Father, we continue, Lord, Father, to ask you to touch his body, Lord, Father. Father God, encamp his warring and ministering angels to stand, God, round about him this day, oh, Lord. Father, we give you praises, Lord, knowing, Lord, Father, what you're doing, Lord, Father, no mind can comprehend, Lord, Father. But, Father, we're trusting in you, Lord, Father. We are believing in you, Lord, Father. And, Father, we're bringing forth the word, Lord, Father God, back to your remembrance this day, oh, God. Oh, God, though that you don't need no remembrance, Lord, Father, for you knows all, sees all, hears all, Lord, Father. Nothing is hidden from you, Lord. But, Father, you want us to open our mouth, Lord, Father, and come to you this day, Lord, Father. Father, I ask that you raise up bold soldiers this day, Lord, Father. Father, prayer warriors this day, Lord, Father. Father God, that will war and intercede on others' behalf this day, oh, God. Father God, I thank you for the listeners, Lord, Father, those that are listening now, those that will listen at a later date, Lord, Father. Father God, as they touch and agree with the prayers that are going forth, Lord, Father. Day two, Lord, Father God, develop a prayer life, Lord, Father. Day two, Lord, Father, develop a prayer list, Lord, Father, and begin, Lord, Father, to intercede on others' behalf this day, Lord, Father. Let them find it not robbery to do your will this day, Lord, Father. Father God, knowing, oh, God, that prayer changes things this day, Lord, Father. And, Father God, you're looking for faith this day, Lord, Father, as we pray, Lord, Father, believing that it's already done, Lord, Father. Your will being done this day, Lord, Father. Father, we ask that you continue to give us the strength, Lord, Father God, to do your work, Lord, Father. We ask you, oh, God, to continue to keep the hedge of protection round about us, oh, God. Continue, oh, God, to keep us covered under the blood, Lord, Father. Father God, give us the ears to hear, Lord, Father, the heart to receive, Lord, Father, when you're speaking to us, Lord, Father. Father God, that we may go forth, Lord, Father, doing your work like never before, Lord, Father. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over our children and grandchildren this day, oh, God, as they enter into schools, Lord, Father. See the blood covering the schools, Lord. Father God, canceling the assignment of the enemy right now, Lord. Father God, we're thanking you for the blood covering right now, Lord, Father. The schools, the buses this day, Lord, Father. The drivers right now, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now for protecting them from unseen danger to and from school, Lord, Father. We cancel in their assignment, Lord Father God, of mass shooting in schools, Lord Father. We cancel in that assignment right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're thanking you for showing up and showing out, Lord Father. Father God, we come against trafficking, child molestation right now, bullying, Lord Father. Father God, we're thanking you for seeing the blood, Lord Father. We're thanking you for seeing the blood this day, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, God, not for granted, oh Lord. We take you not for granted this day, oh God. Father God, we're thanking you, Lord Father, each and every day, Lord Father, when you wake us up in the morning, clothed in our right mind, oh God. Father God, we're thanking you for waking us up, oh God. Father God, knowing that many did not wake up, Lord Father. Father, many right now, Lord Father, standing before you this day, oh God. Father, we're thanking you for this gift, Lord Father. Father, we ask you this day, oh God, let us be a light in someone's darkness this day, Lord Father. Father God, let us hear, Lord Father God, what you're telling us to do this day, Lord Father, and run like never before, Lord Father, to you, Lord. Father, drawing on your strength this day, oh God. Father, we say thank you. We glorifying and magnifying you, oh Lord. Father God, I thank you for this broadcast, Lord Father. Father God, as it reached many nations, Lord Father. Father God, as it reached many islands this day, oh God. Father, I thank you for the people, Lord, hearing the word, Lord Father, applying the word to their life this day, Lord Father. Father, we say thank you. Father, we thank you for each and every man and woman of God that graced this platform, Lord Father, bringing forth your word, Lord Father, finding it not robbery, Lord Father, to bring forth your word this day as you give it to them, Lord Father. Father, touch their hearts, touch their minds. Father God, touch their ears, Lord Father. And Father God, most of all, touch that tongue, Lord Father. Father, that they will open up their mouth, Lord Father God, and speak what thus say the Lord this day, Lord Father. And Father, we fail not to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Father God, we cancel every and any assignment, oh God, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. And Father God, we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, show up and show out. Holy Spirit, we ask that you send forth healing and deliverance through the airways today, Lord Father. And Father, we're thanking you for those today that will give their life to you wherever they may be, Lord Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about you all, but I know. I thank God for waking me up this morning, clothed in my right mind, being able to do not just for myself, but for others as well, and knowing that there is nothing that can happen to me today that the God in me cannot handle. It's time now for you to trust God. Those that don't know God, let me tell you, he's an awesome, loving, forgiving, merciful God. He's all-knowing, all-seeing. Nothing is hidden from him. He's a God of many chances. He is omnipotent. Let me tell you, the God that we serve, the God that we serve, there is no other God like him. There are imitators, but there can never be a God like him. Never. Never, never, never. I just thank God today even to be on this broadcast. I thank God for, you know, the very phones that we use, the connection, you know, just to bring forth the word, bringing forth God's word, doing God's will,
you know, doing what he tells you to do. We do what everybody else wants us to do. You even do what you want to do. But we always struggle when God tells us to do something. We always struggle. We'll run to everything else outside of doing God's work. We have an excuse for doing God's work. People, it's time for us to line up with the Word of God. Time is at hand. I will continue saying to you on this broadcast, time is at hand. We do not know the day, the time, the second, the minute that our name is going to be called. Will you be ready when he calls your name? Will you be ready? Because one thing you cannot do is say, Lord, stop. I'm not ready yet. Give me some more time. He gives you plenty of time. From the time you come into the knowledge, and when I say come into the knowledge of good and evil, right and wrong, positive, negative, let me tell you, there is no excuse. No excuse why you can't or you didn't or you won't get yourself right. Everybody thinks that they have tomorrow or you have a couple of days from now or you have years from now. No day is promised to us. Trust and believe that. No day is promised to us, but every day is a gift. It's a gift every day that you wake up in the morning, clothed in your right mind, being able to do not just for yourself, but for others. It's a gift. And I thank God for that gift. Because you know what? Though many woke up this morning, many have a machine breathing for them. They can't breathe on their own. Many are in comas. Many can't do for themselves. They have to depend on others. So take nothing and no one for granted. Don't even take the very word of God for granted. Don't take that for granted. Because the word, when the word goes silent, you better know the word for yourself. You better know the word for yourself. You're not going to have a leader there. I mean, your daddy ain't going to be there. They cannot help you. You got to be able to help yourself knowing the word for yourself. It's time for us to teach our children, our grandchildren, our loved ones, grown men and women. It's time for us to teach them how to depend on God, how to begin to read the word of God. And a lot of them say, well, we out here and we doing fine. When you go in, you know, you come in, you cross over, as they would say, you know, you cross over from out of the world into Christ now. And no, that's too hard because, you know, now you know and you can't unknow what you know because you can't stand before God and say, Lord, I didn't know. Because then that's a lie. And it says a liar will not tarry in his sight. So you prefer to stay in the not knowing, you know. But here to break it to you, we're in a world, a technology world, And I don't care where you go, you're hearing the word of God. Someone around you, they could have, you could be in a restaurant, you could be, you know, out to the movies, wherever you can, wherever you may be, I know someone is having a conversation and talking about God and you still hear it. You can't unhear what you heard. You can't. I just thank God today. I thank God for each and every one of y'all that was praying for me. When I tell you it's a very good day, it's a very good day. It's a very good day. So you prayer warriors, you know, listeners that, you know, continue to keep me in prayer, pray for me as I pray for you. We serve an awesome and powerful God, and prayer changes things. And until we understand it is praying time and not playing time, you're going to continue to play. And when that time comes, can't blame nobody but yourself. Nobody but yourself. Amen. Let me give you the word for today and go into the word. Amen. Ability is what you're capable of doing. Motivation determines what you do. Attitude determines how well you do it. Ability is what you're capable of doing. Motivation determines what you do. Attitude determines how well you do it. What attitude today that you're going to take about God's word today? Did you all prepare your heart and your mind to hear the word? Did you ask God today to give you the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding on the word today? Have you prepared? Did you get your pen and paper and your Bible that you can write down the scriptures, the chapters, the book that is given that you yourself can go and research as well? Don't just leave it for, you know, the leader to research. You can go and, you know, as you begin to read and follow along, God will enlighten you. Remember, you have to ask now. We have not because we ask not. So you ask God to help you to understand what it is that you're reading, and he will take you back and forth from the Old Testament to the New Testament, you know, going back and forth. Depends on what it is that you're reading and you're looking for. It's time for us to be about God's business. It's time for us to eat this word like never before, people. Look around you. Look around you today. There is no excuse why you cannot find time to spend time with God, spend time in his word. There is no excuse. You say, oh, well, I'm so busy. I don't have time. You know, and doing one of our Bible plan last night, it was funny how they talked about, it was just given a scenario where this man, he will jog every day for 1 hour, every day for 1 hour in the morning. And, you know, he's jogging. He dedicate that time because, you know, he have a set time every day that he goes to run. Just like every Wednesday and Thursday, faithfully, providing there is no interruptions in the service, we have Blog Talk Radio. So here it is. So one person asks, his friend asks about him spending time with God. You know what his response was? He is busy. He don't have time. He don't have time to spend, you know, with God. How much of us today are saying that we're too busy? We don't have no time. We can't talk to God. We can't talk to him. You know, I got my work here to do. And then outside of that, you know, it's time for me to hang out. I have to spend time with my husband, spend time with my wife, spend time with my children, everybody except God. Forgetting that because of God, you have all that stuff. And just like how he give it, he can take it. So be thankful that he haven't taken it from you. Don't be too busy that you can't talk to God. Just like I'm talking to you, you can talk to God. You can talk to him. That's what prayer is, conversation. Prayer is conversation. You don't have to use no elaborate words and, you know, no. Come as you are to him. Talk with him. And as you're talking with him, be able to hear him too. Shut up and listen. Be still and listen to him this day. I'm thanking God. I don't know about you all. I just say thank you. When you don't have to be coughing, being distracted by cough and, you know, feeling, like crap. God is good, people. God is good. That's all I'm going to say. God is good. You say, it's just a cold or whatever. I don't care if it was just my pinky toe hurting. I thank God that it's not hurting. Coming to you all today, thank God for just a little simple thing. Waking you up this morning, did you thank God? No. Did you teach your children to thank God? No. Let me get into this word. Let me get into this word. Thank God. Be a light today in someone's darkness, okay? And I'm trusting that something that you hear today, that you're able to go out and tell it to someone. You may not be able to tell it like I tell it. Tell it in your own way. Allow God to use you. Allow God to use you however he see fit to use you. Be that willing vessel today. Be a willing vessel. Share the word. Eat the word. Amen. So my topic is, are you answering the call? Are you saying, here I am, or here am I? You know, in school, I don't know if they still do it. I've been out of school a long time. But in school, when they're doing roll call, we even do it on the prayer line. But we don't answer, here I am here. You know, we don't answer. We will say amen. That's how we will say amen, acknowledging, you know, you agree, yes, I'm here. And in school, you'll say present, here, and you'll raise your hand, letting them, you know, hey, I'm here, look at me. Yes, I heard my name call, and I'm here. Lord, thank you for that one, because I didn't thought about that. You know, you raise your hand, because that's what we had to do. Raise your hand. Present. Here. So, are you hearing God calling you today? Are you answering that call when he calls you? When your phone rings, you answer it. But are you hearing that still small voice? Are you hearing him calling you as you read the word? Are you hearing him calling you when you go to service? Are you hearing him call you when you're in conversation about him? Are you hearing him today? And if you are you answering? Are you saying, here I am, Lord? Or you think that people going to say you're crazy? Why you want to go and do that? Because you're going to have the naysayers. But remember, those naysayers that you have don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. Remember those naysayers? When you stand before God, they're not going to be there with you. So every decision that you make, you will be held accountable for everything that you do. You can't say it's because my husband, my wife, my mother, my father, my brother, my sister, and so on. You can't. It's me, myself, and I have to answer that call. When he calls your name, ain't nobody else answering to your name. You know it's you that he's speaking to. So let us begin in Exodus chapter 3. We're going to talk about Moses on this first trip. We're going to talk about Moses. So if you have your Bible, or, you know, your Bible app, or you can just write it down for those of you that are, you know, listening on other devices and can't, you know, open your Bibles at this time. Write down, you know, the book, the chapter, the verses. And when you have time, maybe on your lunch break, you can go ahead and read the words. I used to always travel with my Bible with me when I go to work. When it was my downtime, that's what I will do, read. So you can do it too, but that was my preference. Okay, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for decreasing me as you increase in me this day, Lord. Father, I ask you, Lord, Father, to give, Lord, Father, the people the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word, Lord. Father, I ask you to use me this day, Lord, Father, your vessel, Lord, Father. Father, to bring forth the word, Lord, Father. Father, whichever direction, Lord, Father, you guide me, Lord, Father, let me follow, Lord, Father. Father, I ask you to cover, Lord, Father, this word, Lord, Father, with the blood, Lord Father. I ask you, Lord Father, to cover me right now, Lord Father God, with the blood this day, Lord Father. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable unto you this day, O God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 3. We're going to start at the second verse. It says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not near hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Now, Moses answered when God called him. Again, are you answering the call? Are you saying, Here I am, Lord? Are you today? Giving you that time? Okay. If not, it's time for you to answer that call. It's time for you to answer the call. So here it is. Moses answered God. Now, remember, I talked to you last week asking you, the topic was, are you preparing? I talked about Moses in there as well. So Bishop Porter on Thursday, his topic was let go and let God. Again, came out of the book of Exodus. And others. And when Bishop Porter was talking, I looked over and I saw in Exodus chapter 3, on the line was, Here am I. Here am I. So I was answering because I do not come on here in my own will. I ask God, show me, tell me what you want me to bring forth to your people. Say we have ears and we hear not. We have eyes and we see not. Definitely know that we have a mouth that at times we don't even open, not what does say the Lord. We don't speak it. So when I looked over and I saw that and I was like, Here am I. Lord, use me. And I ask God to use me each and every time that, you know, I come on this broadcast or whatever it is that I'm doing. Use me. That it benefits you, that it benefits, you know, God's kingdom. And that's what we ought to do. Answer the call today, whatever it is God is telling you. Here it is. Y'all know the story of Moses. And for those of you that don't know, he raised up in Pharaoh's house. And here it is. See, we don't know our path on what it is that God wants us to do. But here it is. Moses murders someone. And
he ran from Egypt. He ran out from Pharaoh's house. Now, here it is. He is out there. He said it took 40 years to get that Egypt out of him. All that he had been taught, he grew up in that household. He grew up in, you know, like royalty in there. Now all that, all of Egypt now got to get out of him. And when you look at the when you look at what it is that you're going through, you're like, why would God allow me to go through all this? Or God can't use me because I'm so broken. You know, I'm a sinner. I'm not, you know, like that apostle, that bishop, that evangelist, that he can't use me. I'm a nobody. God can use whoever he please. Are you willing to answer the call when he calls you? So now Moses answered the call. Now Moses is going to get his instruction from God and excuse, as you read, there was excuse because now God is sending him back to where he ran from. God is now sending him back to deliver the people. He's sending him back to deliver his people. And Moses feared. And though we are a child of God, yes, fear do creep up in us at times. But it's what you do with that fear. Do you allow that fear to control you? Or do you put that fear in check when you recognize this, that you're operating it? Do you do that? Or you just allow it to consume you? And his fear was going back because he knew what he did. So he didn't want to go back there. And, you know, he had a speech problem. So he was using that as an excuse too. But God took care of that excuse. What did he do? Give him his brother to be that mouthpiece there. Give him his brother to be that mouthpiece. So there is no excuse. What is your excuse today that you're telling God? What is your excuse? Or are you around someone today that know that God is calling them and out of their mouth they're telling you that God is calling them, but nah, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I can tell you, let me talk about me. Y'all not going to talk about me. You know, anybody had said I was going to be doing this broadcast or, you know, say you'll be, you know, in Christ like I am, I'll be like, no, I'm not. Not me. Apostle will say, you bringing the word today? And I was like, no, Apostle, I can't do that. Let Bishop do it. Let Deacon Mike do it. Let Pastor Sharon do it. I'm good. And she'll say, you got Blog Talk Radio tomorrow. You'll be doing it. And I'm like, but Apostle. And she's like, no, but you'll be doing it tomorrow. And I was like, okay. I ain't got no choice now. So I have to go up and I have to, okay,
talk with God. What is it that you want me to talk about?
And go from there,
not knowing who that is being groomed for this position, not wanting to accept. Even early on in the ministry, when I came into the ministry, I always hear apostles say, she do not give you warning ahead of time. You should always be ready to bring forth a word. I have heard Pastor Sharon. I have heard Pastor George. I have heard Elder Whitted when she call you and say, she will go in the church, come in the church, and she say, okay, Pastor Sharon, you bringing the word today. So while Sunday school going on or whatever, you better get a word coming forward. And she don't just do it just to do it. The fact I also learned is that it's not all the time the leader have the word. Those that have an ear, let them hear. And when you allow the Holy Spirit to move and you hearing what the Holy Spirit is saying to you, walk in it. And I remember Apostle Porter going to New York. I came in the ministry in 2004. And Apostle was in New York in 2005. And one Bible study, it's Bible study night. It was a Friday. It was on a Friday. And Pastor Sharon called me and she said, you're bringing forward the word on Sunday. I said, me? I said, I don't know what to say. I don't know the first thing in bringing forth no word, nothing. I'm still a babe per se in Christ, because now, though I accepted Christ in 1999, let me tell you something. Never been put in this position. So say, well, at least I'm telling you, because if it was Apostle, she wasn't telling you anything. So you bring in the word. And I had help on how to even begin to bring the word forth. So understand this. God can use you. He can use you, you allow him to use you. If you prepare to answer that call when he calls you, he can use you. He can use you that one time to prophesy into someone's life. Why? Because you're that willing vessel. You're allowing God to use you to speak into someone's life. But you have to answer the call when he is calling you. You have to answer it. Don't ignore the call. Answer. That is one call you want to answer when God is calling you. Answer it today. Help others to understand and answer the call. The next person that I want to talk about is Samuel. That's who I want. Next person, Samuel. Because there is more than
one person that answered the call and said, "Here am I," or "Here I am." You turn your Bibles, for those of you that have your Bibles, or you can write it down, 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3. Remember, when we give you these chapters, go and read it for yourself. Spend that time in the Word, because this hard copy is going away. Is going away. Spend time in the Word. Know the Word for yourself, that you may not be deceived when the Word comes forth. You may not be deceived. Okay, I'm trusting that you're at 1 Samuel chapter 3. And we're going to start at the second verse. In mind, if you have a question, you're in need of prayer, you know, you would like to give your life to Christ, for those of you that are listening on a different device outside of live, the calling number is 347-857-3925 and press the number 1. For those of you that are listening live, just press the number 1. No question is a dumb question. And trust and believe, if you ask me something that I do not have the answer for at this present moment, trust and believe I will get an answer for you. Amen? Okay, back now. So we're going to start at verse number 2. And it says, "And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, 'Here am I.' And he ran unto Eli and said, 'Here am I, for thou callest me.' And he said, 'I call not. Lie down again.' And he went and lay down." Now, he didn't recognize the voice of God. He thought that it was Eli calling him. How much of us today do not recognize the voice of God? Ask him. Ask today, "Lord, help me this day that I may know your voice and no other." Ask. Again, we have not because we ask not. So ask today. As simple as it may sound, but it's so powerful. So powerful. Just to know his voice. And a stranger you will not follow. That's what the word says. That's what it says. And the Lord, we had verse 6. And the Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I. For thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son,
lie down again. That's two times now that he went to Eli. Now, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Now Eli recognized who it is that is calling him. You hear now? Why? It said because Samuel did not know. When you're a babe in Christ, you may not recognize the voice that is calling. He didn't know yet. He was serving the man of God. Are you answering God calling today? Are you answering? It says, Eli perceived who had called Samuel. It's when he recognized, verse 9, this is what he said now. Therefore, Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood. He ain't said nobody. The Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. Are you hearing the voice calling you today? Are you hearing that still, small voice calling you? Are you answering the call? Or are you ignoring the call? See, because on your phone, you have a red and green. Red is to ignore. Green is to answer. Which one are you doing today? See, it's time for us to examine ourselves. What are we doing? Don't worry about what anybody else is doing. Worry about what you are doing. Are you about your Father's business? Are you about your Father's business? Let me say, the Lord came and he called. And this time, he said, Speak, for thy servant heareth. Are you a servant today? Because we all supposed to be servants. I don't care who you are, what title you hold. We are all servants of God. But today, and I'm going to talk about the body of Christ today. So many people, you got leaders today that don't want to be servants. They don't want to be servants. They feel, I did my time. God called me to this. God called every last one of us to be ministers of the gospel. those that would answer the call. To those that don't answer the call, that's on you. But we are all servants. I always used to hear Bishop talk about from the pulpit to the back door. We are all servants. People don't want to serve. Leaders, you have leaders that don't want, no, that's not my job. I'm just here to bring the word. So you're, when you bring the word, yes, you're a servant of God. You're bringing the word. But not just to bring the word. If God tells you to go down in the trenches and it's time for you to, you know, roll up that sleeve and, you know, roll up your pants leg and put on those boots and time to get to work or put on that uniform, it's time for you to stand in the army and it's time for you to, you know, this is what you got to do. So if he tells you to go to your left, turn to your right, knock on that door, then that's what you ought to do. But you have them that refuse. It's not about answering the call anymore. It's now what you can take. Because you allow your title to consume you, to rob the people. It's not about the word of God anymore. And please, don't get the word twisted. I'm not saying all churches. I'm not saying all leaders. But there are those. There are those that are standing in the pulpit today in the house of God, and Ichabod is written over their doors because God has left the building. Which building? We are the building. We are the church. And what is it that you are there preaching to your people? I would hear Bishop say, they have to show you truth to deceive you. And you have them that are showing you truth and deceiving you. This is why we say, read the word, follow along with the word. Yeah. Follow along with the word. Enemy don't like when your eyes are being open. He don't like that. Again, we have not because we ask not. Ask for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding. You may say, what is she talking about? Oh, she is wrong. Well, whenever I'm wrong, I stand to be corrected. I have Bishop Porter on the line. And if I'm wrong in what I'm saying, I know he'll be happy to raise his hand and I'll open his mic and he will let me know whether I'm right or I'm wrong. He's been in this ministry longer than in the word of God longer than I have. So if I'm bringing forth anything, and I'm pretty sure that there is other leaders, you know, that are listening, I'm wrong, call me on it, and I'll stand to be corrected. I will not debate over the word. I will not go back and forth with you. When I'm wrong, I am wrong. But like I say, showing you truth to deceive you. People, open your eyes. Read the word for yourself. We have not because we ask not. We feel that if we know, we're going to be held accountable. I hate to break it again to you all. We are in a technology world. There is, you can look on TV and say, you don't hear nothing about God. Again, I tell you, a liar from the pits of hell. You are on the radio, and, you know, you're turning from station to station. There is gospel station on there. You can say. On your phone, the news come up, or whatever. You see. So you still can't stand and say, I didn't know. But what you can say is, I heard the word, I heard the call, and I declined. I did not answer. I did not answer. I thank God for the leaders that I sit under, because you learn something. I have notebooks that from I came into the ministry. So you still have them? Yes, I do. When I first came into this ministry in 2004, I can tell you all that it was prophesied to me when I was working at a job. It was prophesied to me that the business was going to be closing. I needed to, you know, find another job. And this was prophesied to me on an Easter service. It was prophesied to me. And I wrote it down. And I looked at it, and I was like, what? Me, I, Diane, not knowing about prophecy. I didn't know nothing but prophecy. Coming out of a Catholic church, what you know about prophecy? They're prophesying Catholic church. I may get some haters now. I may lose some listeners, but to God be the glory. Where do you hear about prophecy? You don't hear a thing about prophecy. You hear about Mary. So I wrote it down, and I was looking for it to happen like, okay, the next day. Okay, the next day went by. You look for the week. The week gone by. You know, it didn't happen. And then, you know, a couple months went by. Still nothing didn't happen. And it was a little minute, but trust and believe, a year to the day, a year to the day. And every time, see, God don't leave his people ignorant. Let me say this again. God do not leave his people ignorant. You could be ignorant if you want to. You can ignore if you want to, but God do not leave his people ignorant. Easter came. But before Easter, I just opened up my eyes to a conversation. I was privileged to that information. And I started preparing myself to leave. So every Tuesday I would leave early from work and Let me just sidetrack just a little bit on that. We're so busy at work that we don't have time to do God's business. Well, from the time I came into Christ, came into this ministry, I can tell you one thing. Any job that I go to, I apply for, I let it know right off the bat. On Tuesdays, I have Bible study at this time. Would that be a problem of me getting off early if I cannot, you know, have off that day? If that cannot be one of my off days, can I get off early that I'm in to be to Bible study? Also, on Sunday, our service was in the afternoon. If I'm working at a job and I have to work on Sunday and I cannot get it off, can I be off by this time that I'm able to attend church? You see, in the box, it'll tell you your availability, what days you can work, what times you can work. But our problem is we don't, you know, fill those boxes out. We so bad want a job that we say, I can work any day, I can work any time, and they hold you exactly to that. Then they begin to give you a hard time when you need that time off. Me? I tell them right off the back, this is what it is. I understand you have a business. I respect your business. But I'm also, just like I respect you, if this job is for me, it is going to be for me. I also let them know that I travel with my apostle because I'm her armor bearer. Would that be a problem? I'm telling you, these are the three things that when I go and I fill an application and they call me in for the interview, these are the things that I present. I don't just sit there and with my mouth closed and let them just, no, because you're not going to come back and say, well, I'm sorry, but on your application, you said you can work any day, any time. So unless you playing and it's all about your job, remember who got you that job. So this, mind you, this job that Apostle Porter prophesied to me that they will be closing, but what they was doing, they was closing the office and they was working from home, okay? So as far as me being in the office, I won't be there, you know, anymore. So I tell you that because this job, When I came out of school, very day of graduation, and the counselor called me in the office and she said, I have a job for you. And the job was right down the street from the school. And she said, I told the lady about you. And I walked in. The first thing that hit me was the music that was playing. It was gospel music that was playing. And I looked at her, I said, is that gospel music? And she said, yes. Favor now, favor. And when I filled the application out in the interview, I got interview right then and there. And I told them, you know, I have Bible study this time. You know, I didn't have to worry about Sundays because weekends, you know, the business was closed. And that I traveled with my apostle. Would that be a problem?
And she said, no, just let us know. Hey, hear what she said? Just let us know.
Let me tell you, that first year that I worked for that company, I was probably gone half of the year. Each month, I would be out for 6 months. For 6 months, I worked with that company from 2006 to 2010 when they closed that office. I'm here to tell you, favor, tell me God won't do it for you. Tell me that you won't answer the call when God calls you. Favor. Favor people. And that, like I tell you, I was gone. I was gone. I even had a debt during that time that I had to go back to the islands for. So don't tell me that you don't want to answer a call from God. You'll be crazy. I'd be the first one to say, you crazy. He showed me favor in any job. Outside of that job, I had one more job that I did after that, and I was driving, and you name it. The people that I drove, I used to drive them to dialysis. I would talk. You can't talk. Let me tell you now, you can't talk about God. You can't play Christian music inside their period. But like I say, favor with God, answering the call, answering the call. I encourage people. I have transported people, veterans in the military, and I'm not talking about no little soldier and just been 4 years or 8 years in the military. And when you listen to them talk to you, what they've been through, and you can witness to them and talk about God, let me tell you, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. Allowing God to use you, answering the call, because many times you don't want to say nothing because you might offend. But when God says open your mouth, people, you better open your mouth. Because you're going to be held accountable when God tells you to give a word to someone and you refuse. You're going to be held accountable. Nobody else. And the fact that you could even draw others to Christ. I do my pre-trip. I walk around my bus. I pray. I pray while I'm checking my oils and everything. I walk on the bus, touch each and every seat belt, each and every seat, pray. You don't know what someone is going through when they come on that bus. So you pray. And that's what I did. I prayed on my bus. I played my gospel music. I told you all. I played my music on the bus. You will not come on my bus and change my atmosphere. You will be subject to my atmosphere. Not my atmosphere be subject to you. You will not change it. No. I had one person tell me, you know, how they was talking on the bus and say, not in here. I said, you will not change my atmosphere in the bus. Say, I will, I say, and I'll put you right out. I'll take you right off this bus. Know who you are in Christ today. Know who you serve today and answer the call. Answer the call. So if he has been tugging at your heart today, answer the call. Don't worry about what nobody say. Friend, family, or foe, do not worry. You answer the call. You do what God tells you to do. And remember, they do not have a heaven or hell to put you in when it's all said and done. But the one that created you, he is the one that have a heaven or hell to put you in. So who are you going to listen to today? Are you going to answer his call or are you going to decline it today? Are you going to worry what others are saying today? Like I say, I know I might lose listeners today because I talk about, you know, Catholic Church and what's not. The truth is the truth. If I lie, go before God. You in church, right? Go before God and ask him. Because we don't worship Mary. Mary did not create us. And it's fine. That's where you're comfortable and that's where you go. To God be the glory. I don't knock nobody and their religion. I don't knock nobody and their belief. I don't have a religion. I have a relationship with Christ. When it's all said and done, it's all about that relationship. Not a religion. Not a religion, people. All I'm going to say, answer the call when God is calling. Answer the call. Time is at hand. Amen. Lord, I just thank you today for the word. I thank you for those that have an ear that hear the word. Father God, I thank you for those today that will turn their life over to you. Father, I thank you for covering the word under the blood. I thank you for the wisdom and understanding, Father God, and the knowledge this day, Lord. Father, I ask that you continue, Lord, Father, to bring forth the word until there is no longer breath in this body, Lord. Father, I ask you to continue to use me this day, giving you all honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Y'all be blessed. Hope to see you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget, tell a friend.
From day to day, I had to realize that it's not. not my battle, not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah. As soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go,
I let go, and
I can let God, let him have. And let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.